USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's going to make a major announcement at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. They'll talk about border security and the government shutdown. California's governor says he received what he called a jaw-dropping, extraordinary letter from the U.S. Department of Labor. Gavin Newsom said he will stand by his pledge to pay unemployment benefits to TSA agents who are working without pay during the shutdown, even though the Department of Labor told him not to do it.
We have firm foundation, firm legal footing to do it, and the Department of Labor, in essence, threatened us. And with respect, we will not be intimidated by that threat.
Newsom says the workers who accept unemployment benefits will be expected to reimburse the state once they receive their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. And I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The White House has announced a second summit with North Korea. The president and Kim Jong-un are aiming to meet sometime at the end of February. The North Korean leader has been trying to stay in touch with Mr. Trump by writing letters. Over the past year, Kim has sent 6 letters to the president in an effort to build and maintain a personal relationship with him. Officials from both countries are holding off when it comes to marking the actual date of the summit in February in case they need to delay the meeting. BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. At least 21 people are dead after a gas pipeline exploded in Mexico. Someone drilled an illegal tap to steal fuel. Dozens more were injured in the blast. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon has identified 3 of the 4 Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by the Islamic State in Syria this week. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a 4th person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded 3 U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Chicago cop who shot a teenager 16 times gets a lighter than expected sentence. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke sentenced to 6 3/4 years in prison in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Attorneys made their closing statements Friday, with special prosecutor Joseph McMahon saying Van Dyke should be sentenced like any other offender convicted of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery.
He should be and must be held to the same standard and face the same consequences for his horrific, devastating conduct.
Van Dyke could be out in less than 3.5 years with good behavior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.